DW Deutsche Welle News.
This is Charlotte Chelsenpil in Bonn. The death toll following two bombings in the Indian city of Hyderabad has risen to 14. Police said two bombs were detonated within minutes of each other on Thursday in the busy district of Dilsukh Nagar. India's Prime Minister labelled the incident as a dastardly attack, saying the guilty would not go unpunished. No one has yet claimed responsibility, but India's been on the high alert since the high-profile execution of Muhammad Afzal Guru 2 weeks ago. He was convicted for his role in an attack on India's parliament in 2001, which killed 14 people. The United States has warned Iran against provocative action following reports that it's advanced its nuclear program. The UN's nuclear agency said Tehran had started to install next-generation centrifuges at one of its main nuclear plants. They're thought to not yet be operational. But once launched, such machines could enable Iran to significantly speed up the rate at which it can produce material, which the West fears could be used to build a nuclear weapon. But Iran maintains that its atomic program is for peaceful purposes only. Dozens of people have been killed in a car bombing in Syria's capital, Damascus. The explosion happened near the offices of the ruling Ba'ath Party. Syria's state television said the blast had killed 53 and wounded more than 200. It's not yet clear who was behind the attack, but speaking on Thursday, Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov urged both the opposition and the regime to start peace talks.
It's very important that the readiness of the Syrian opposition for dialogue is met with a confirmation from the government that they too are ready for dialogue. The government has been talking about it for a long while, but now it's time to test those words with concrete actions.
The UN estimates that at least 70,000 people have been killed in the 23-month conflict. You're listening to Deutsche Welle News. Paralympic and Olympic star Oscar Pistorius is due to appear in court in the coming hours, in the fourth and final day of his bail hearing. He's admitted to shooting his girlfriend Reva Steenkamp on Valentine's Day, but he denies premeditated murder, saying he mistook her for an intruder. Magistrates are expected to rule on his bail application on Friday. Prosecutors had argued against bail on the grounds that Pistorius was a flight risk. But recent revelations over the chief investigator in the case have called much of their evidence into question. Lead detective Hilton Botha was taken off the case on Thursday after it was revealed that he'd been charged with 7 cases of attempted murder. He's accused of firing shots while trying to stop a minivan in 2011. South Africa's police commissioner announced she was putting a new officer on the case.
Lieutenant General Munu shall lead the process of establishing a team of highly skilled and experienced detectives in the South African Police Service.
Botha is due in court in May. Egypt's President Mohamed Morsi has set a date for upcoming parliamentary elections. The president said Thursday the vote would be in 4 stages, beginning on April 27th and ending in late June. He said different regions of the country will vote in each stage due to a shortage of poll supervisors. The president and his Muslim Brotherhood movement hope the election will stabilize the government, which has been plagued by violent protests and economic crisis. Germany's Roman Catholic bishops have approved the use of the morning after pill in extreme circumstances. Bishops meeting in Trier said this would include the prescription of emergency contraception for rape victims. The decision comes following widespread condemnation of 2 Catholic churches in the West German city of Cologne. They refused the morning after pill to 2 rape victims. And turning to Thursday night's soccer action, German side Stuttgart have made it into the last 16 of the Europa League after a 2-0 win against Belgium's Genk. But it was a less than successful evening for 3 other German sides. Mönchengladbach lost 2-0 against Italian side Lazio. Benfica beat Leverkusen 2-1 and Hannover drew 1-1 with Anzi. For more news and information, please visit our website at dw.de. This is Charlotte Chelsenpil for Deutsche Welle News.